Caption: California has miles of beaches, so protecting them is very important.
Workers add new sand to the beaches. Laws protect beaches from too much building or too much use. Waves. A wave is the rise and fall of the water's surface. Wind blowing over the surface of the water causes waves. When waves move into shallow water, they get taller and their speed slows down until they break on the shore. As the waves come into shore, they bring sand from the deeper ocean with them. They deposit some of the sand on the beach, wash over it, and take away small particles. Currents near the shore then carry sand along the ocean floor near the beach. The currents deposit sand so that it builds up in places and forms sandbars. Strong waves also break up rocks on the beach. Over time, the rocks wear down and become small particles. The shoreline is always changing because of the constant motion of ocean waves. Feature box. Tsunamis. A tsunami is a series of huge waves. The waves of a tsunami are caused by an underground earthquake or a volcanic eruption. Most tsunamis occur in the Pacific Ocean. As the tsunami travels through the ocean, it gains strength and speed.
When it reaches the shore, it can be 100 feet, 30.48 meters high.
When the tsunami crashes onto shore, its waves push huge amounts of water ahead of it. The force of the water changes the shape of the beach. It destroys things in its path and causes severe flooding. Caption: A tsunami in the Indian Ocean in 2004 caused enormous damage to beaches and shore areas in Indonesia and 10 other countries. About 150,000 people died, and millions lost their homes. This was the most destructive tsunami in history.